Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, LKS. Okay. 7:06 on this Wednesday day. But not in our usual location of Studio C. We're actually at the Charles brought to you by the Iredell Health Foundation. This is all about women. I'm supportive of women, man. I hope you know that. Thanks for schlepping along in the rain with me this morning. You drove from Corntown to 28. How was your drive?
Yeah. I hit every single stop on the way.
Every single one?
I hit every single red light.
That's always a good time. How about the rain and the pooling around the
It was alright. I made it.
You drive intense, though.
I can really get through
anything. It really wasn't a concern whatsoever. Splash your leg.
Rain, hurts anyone ever have to get through anything.
Well, the International Women's Day breakfast has been sold out for quite a while. Yeah. Over 300 attendees are expected. We got the full buffet here. We're actually sitting next to Megan Kowalski right here at her table. She's got this thing on set up. We'll hear from her at some point today. We're also going to hear from some of the people that Mamie and I had a chance to sit down with prior to the event, and including our keynote speaker, Nikki Brown, and a couple of other physicians that I would have helped. Talking about women's health.
Yeah, things are important to women, so
It's like that motherly, womanly nature to make sure everyone else is taking care of without thinking of yourself. And so this is just one of those days. And really, it's not just even a day, right? Isn't it kind of like a whole month? Now, let me say this. Even in a leap year, I'm celebrating all 360
days. Thank you.
I just want you to know that.
So. I mean, I celebrate. it's just a really special day to think about the women that impacted your life. Think about my mother, my sister, my daughter, like the people who really shaped me into the person I am. So, I love this day. One of my favorite
days. I'm glad I can celebrate with you. I didn't know you were so passionate about women. I mean, you are a woman, so I guess I should
respect
you. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Happy to celebrate everything you can for all the great things for the wonderful women in our lives. We do get out there and say thanks to the women. How about that? Maybe we go with that approach today. Maybe get you out of the doghouse. No, you're in the doghouse right now. And you're the best. This is now coming from the dude side back. You know, coming back in. So we'll be hanging out with the people. John Green, super CEO of Iredell Health, will be here. I'm trying to see if I can connect him as well. He's been on the show a couple of times. And we'll see if we can grab anybody else. Maybe somebody's hospitality. He's there to have a view right now. And her speech today is all about empowering yourself to keep moving. If you find as a woman in this current way of the world, you think it's more difficult for a woman left there, or is it a little bit better?
I think the biggest thing is for today, at least for me, is to really think about those women who shaped the women that you are. Right? And when you're just talking about moving forward, like, what is it going to take for you? And so, like, what is it going to take for those women that have inspired you? What can you do to help other women around you? So, in your family, your friend group, your workplace, what can you do to uplift them? And just let them know that they're important, what they think matters. I don't think it's hard to do these days. I think it's just more of a challenge because
at least for me, I feel like I can, I want to be the career woman, and I want to be the good wife and mother too, and so that balance of that, like, I'm the type of that you want to do everything perfectly, which is not always possible.
Help is always good.
I need help every single time.
I need help right now. No, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Although there is that I've got guys I'm not wanting to ask for directions. Yeah. You know, like that thing.
Is that you?
I am good for that. I'm not gonna lie. Because I'm somewhere, if I can see as far as the eagle flies, you know, in my mind, that's the dream.
Yeah.
We're going to go 20 crows playing to the left. That's how we're going to fly today, and we're going to make it work. But having a voice of reason is always a good thing. And this is like, I'm not going to get the political force either that was the prior last night, but in general, positive being the different people today and supporting each other. And so, again, I've been just listening to lots of ideas. I also tried to get inside the mind. Because
I knew about that.
I appreciate the mind mapping of
how you can feel.
You know, so normally when we have Dr. Eastman on or any of the other doctors, Hanley or Kyle, any of the women that we are supporting, because I mean, in reality, let's be honest, in a household, sometimes, I mean, I know we act like this world, the moon, do you find, because you've got an 18-year-old daughter,
right,
too, so you're at a different stage of life than I am. My wife and I have a 5-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. What's it been like as a mom, raising a daughter in this world, and now she's it, by all accounts, success. You've made it to 18, she's in college, she's about to go off to college. What's that?
I would just say, like, raising her to be a confident, not just a woman, but a confident person, but a person who lives open up, right? So, one of the things that I learned as a grown up is that if I see something I like in a woman, I compliment her, I'm not going to be jealous of her. And so, recognizing that aspect of life not all around you, complimenting them and like praising them on that. And so, that's what I try to do with her too. Like, we straighten each other out.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I got all kinds of wisdom nuggets today.
No, you keep me calm. We're at the Iredell Health for Women International Day Breakfast. We are coming to you live from the Charles Max Citizen Center. I was actually here just a couple of weekends ago with you.
Yes,
for
Katie.
For the little women.
More women.
Plenty of women. We're talking about women all day long.
Yeah, and especially just in this, like, urban area, too, right? Just especially, like, women business owners I love anyone who feels like they can do it all, and we can't do it all. But the women who are in businesses and then encouraging other women in that as well is just really important. So I try to especially, like, shop and eat and visit those places that are owned by women, especially moms.
And at the core for Iredell Health, right, highlighting the things health-related for women that are so important. I mean, you hear the stories, right, about preventative and certain tests that can be done. So just encouraging women to get out and go to the doctor and take care of yourself too. That's very important. I need to do it too, but again, we're focusing on Wednesday on the specific things that are specific to women and women fighting about data. But again, not going to go down that whole route on the day after the primary. But we may hear from Jeff. You know he's going to have to talk to Jeff, though, is going to be Bill. Bill's back in the studio. I can't hear Bill in my ear, but Bill can. He's driving, so Bill, definitely.
LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
All right, good morning, LKN. How we doing out there? All right. Now, let's get a look at the streets. I think we got Jeff on the line. Jeff, you out there? Jeff, you with us?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going? What's it look like out there on those streets? I know it's a little wet this morning.
It is. southbound, just past exit 49. Looks like somebody had ran off the road into the ditch. There were no other vehicles involved. But and then as you're going 77 south, well, and northbound right before exit 42 in Troutman, there is two broken down semis, one in the southbound off to the side of the road and one in the northbound. And so just be aware of that. As far as southbound, when you get around Langtree, traffic is getting heavy with some slowdown there. The visibility is not the greatest, and there is heavy rain in some spots. There's puddling on the road, so just take your time, leave some extra distance. But going out into Charlotte, it was slowing down a little bit there too. Northbound coming up around the Huntersville, Cornelius area, there was some heavy traffic in through there.
My man, Jeff.
Secondary roads.
Oh, yeah.
Secondary roads in Statesville and Mooresville. I haven't heard of any issues.
Jeff, we appreciate you. That's ICATS, Ride ICATS. Where are you guys headed today?
Let's see.
What's today? Wednesday?
This is Wednesday.
Jeff, we're halfway there.
We just do our normal, I don't think Wednesday, Thursday we go to, Winston, and Friday we go to, Hickory. So today
that's
is
it.
Just normal county,
just normal Jeff day, which is a good enough day
normal,
for me.
Yeah.
Jeff, I appreciate you so much. Little bit of chaos for everybody here at the station. Like I said, we got Justin and Mamie. They're up at the Charles Mack Citizen Center in Mooresville. So maybe they might be needing you to scoop them up and bring them back over to the studio so that way we can provide some quality audio for our listeners. But, Jeff, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you at 8:15, all right?
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Appreciate you, Jeff. All right, gang. What do you say we check in and see how it's going down there at the health festival or health women's day breakfast. Can you hear me?
I can see you and I can hear you, but I'm not going to turn down my mic but I can see you visually. Give me the thumbs up, Bill, if you can see me.
I can hear you. You sound much better than you have. Yeah. All right.
It's okay. You're doing a great job. That was great with Jeff. I was able to tune in with what Jeff said. Thankfully, no accents on the street. But for now, we're at the International Women's Day breakfast. Bill is stuck in Studio C. If you're watching the IG, I don't even know if Bill's on IG Live today, but on WSIC News, any of the social platforms, you can check out the video stream and what we're doing. We're kind of making it up as we go right now.
Yeah,
but that's
normal
day.
Yeah, that is a normal day. That's no different than when we're in the studio.
Celebrating Women's Health Month. Did I get that right?
It's International Women's History Month.
Women's
History Month is the month of March, and then today is International Women's Day.
Today is international. So women of the world.
World, yes.
This
All
is
over
a
the
worldwide.
World. This is worldwide.
Do you think it made the national holiday list?
It better be on
it
there.
It better be
I'm
on there.
Put it on there.
We'll
not.
Write a strongly worded email if necessary after this. I'm not afraid. We had an opportunity to sit down with Nikki Brown, the keynote speaker here today at the International Women's Day breakfast, again happening at the Charles Mack Citizen Center. Already a sold out event, so don't you know? I mean, maybe if you try to stop by, but I'm not gonna encourage you to break any rules. Am I a rule breaker? Do you think?
Sometimes
yes.
You are.
Okay.
But yeah, we're not going to encourage you.
No, we're not
going to
do that.
Today.
About 300 people they're expecting here.
But if you're planning to come, stop by and say hi.
Oh.
If you already have your ticket.
Yeah, if you
hi.
We're literally sitting at the top of the stairs here at
we
Charles Mack Citizen Center, so we're going to see every person that comes through this door
yeah.
today. And I'm going to say thank you for supporting women, every single one of them.
Every one of them? Thank
yeah,
you for being a woman.
It's good. Yeah. Should I start with that?
Yes.
Well, what if? Well, there's been some guys. I don't want to.
Oh, there's been some guys. That
yeah,
through.
That walk through. Guys support women too.
Oh, I know they do. I just haven't. Seen
I love women.
Oh.
Thank you for being a woman.
Maybe.
But I'm just going to say.
Maybe they weren't that. Never mind. I'm not going to. No.
I'm not going down that hall today either.
So we had a chance to talk with Nikki Brown prior to. We're going to hear the clip that we sat down with her a little bit later on in the show. Along with two of the was it two physicians or
three
physicians?
I think
you said with three different physicians.
I think I did sit down with three different ones.
So, am I where as a guy, as a husband, should I be in the equation of encouraging my wife to go and do these checkups, procedures, taking care of yourself? Because mental health is one thing, but let's talk about physical health for a second.
Yeah, definitely physical health. I feel like I have to remind Rob to take care of himself.
Oh, Demi reminds me daily. She has to remind me that too. Daily.
Yeah. Like,
did you do X, Y, and Z this morning?
I'm like, when's the last time you went to the dentist? I have to remind him of those things. I think it's not even the encouraging her to take care of herself. I think it's just like applauding her when she does, right? And saying like, good, I'm glad that you're like for a workout or, you know, doing those like pre-health screenings that you need to do that are so important for women. Like just saying like, I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. I'm glad you're putting yourself first. I don't know that I don't need reminders to do it. I just need to feel like those things are important to the, to my husband, to my family as they are to me.
Do they end up on your calendar?
Oh, okay. I live and die by my calendar. Excuse me. Oh, you and Rob had a conversation about the calendar on Saturday night.
We were trying to figure it out. Like, what's the secret to maintaining a life balance that's fully based on calendar? I'm with you. It's got to be on a calendar. Demi doesn't like the calendar thing, or she just remembers things. Like, I don't have that kind
and
of
Rob
memory.
Rob says he does it old school, and that's the old, that's what he's talking about, old school, just remembering things.
Yeah, see, for me, that doesn't work. Unless, like, at my annual physical, I make the appointment 1 year later.
Yeah.
And by chance, when I get the reminder, a week before, I didn't happen to book anything during that time if it's not on my calendar.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's me too. Yeah. Mine's always like the day before they call you. And I was like, why did I make a dentist appointment for 7 a.m. on a Tuesday? What's wrong with me?
Yeah. and can I ask you a question without you getting offended?
Sure.
So like mammograms and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Should husbands be reminding their wives like, hey, have you scheduled your mammogram?
I think it's just reminding her like, hey, you know, I think it's when you, I don't know if it's 35 or 40 when you're supposed to start getting them. I can't remember, but whenever that time comes, like, hey, remember, like, this is important for you to take care of yourself. Just as men age too, like you have to remind them, like there's some certain tests you're supposed to do as you get older. And so just make sure you're doing that because you don't want to get, put yourself in a position where these things are found when it's, you know, farther along in the process, or it's going to take more intervention than just the regular screening would take. So just reminding them of saying like, hey, you know, these are important. We love you. We want you to be here. We want you to be healthy. You know, I feel like in my house, like I'm the one that kind of sets the tone for the family. I don't know if it's the same in your house, but if I'm happy and well and things are going well, then I feel like that
oh, happy runs, wife, happy life.
Yeah, that's run smoother.
Definitely the mantra.
Runs much smoother.
So I want to do it the right way, though, right? Like, hey, babe, you probably should start taking care of your body. That's probably not the right way to say things. So help me out here, Mames.
Just say, hey, I was, you know, we talk to people all the time. I was talking to this doctor or this professional, and they were just mentioning these things that are important to women. And so
just curious, are they important to you?
No, just curious if you're keeping up with your regular scheduled appointments and just making sure that you're taking care of her. She's taking care of her, not just taking care of everybody else in the family.
That's definitely it. And also, do you find is it all women, and I'm hopefully not saying something I'm not allowed to say from my own household right now, that really, even when offered help, are a little bit more stubborn than y'all lead on to be? Okay. Let's be honest.
Well, that's me. I don't know about it. I can't speak for all women at this point. That is me. I am more stubborn. And I am more, I tend to take a step back too and make sure that everybody else is okay before I take care of myself. So I'm talking to myself this morning too. Like, I need to prioritize.
I'm not talking to anybody. I'm asking random hypothetical questions that don't apply to any household.
I am very stubborn, and I like things to be the way that I like them to be. But I do need to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and, you know, not just focusing on career and my family, but focusing on myself too.
And how much, and again, can I ask you a question without you get offended? Absolutely. I feel like I got to clarify.
All
I'm going to clarify.
Morning, you should just, like,
this is like free
blanket.
Zone. This is free zone for me. Is that what this is?
Free zone. I'll give you the signal if it's not okay.
So like, timing wise, does it change as you get older, the amount, the frequency of some of these tests?
Like mammograms, I think it's 40 when you're supposed to start getting them. And those are supposed to be annually. And then other tests, like just your annual physical, which you can do with your primary care physician, or you can also do it with your gynecologist. You can do those with either
gyno.
One. Yeah. You can do those either one. Because
is that
different.
The abbreviated? Is that an appropriate gyno? Is that
I don't call it that.
Okay. All right.
But
I did. Maybe that's on the streets. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, you know, guys hanging on the streets. That's
what they're calling them on the streets.
Yeah, my lady went and saw her gyno this weekend.
But yeah, just having those physicals and really having a really good conversation with your healthcare providers. I think that's what's so important. I have some chronic illness issues, and I think what's been so important for me is to keep those conversations open with my doctors, and not just at those annual appointments, but all year round. Right. And they have so many tools now, if you have MyChart or whatever those other tools are that you can send messages. And so just keeping that open line of communication and having you have 15 minutes usually at your annual appointments. And so keeping those conversations going all year long, so that you're not trying to remember a whole year of information in 15 minutes, your appointment.
We're hanging out at the International Women's Day Breakfast brought to you by Iredale Health Foundation. We are at Charles Mack Citizen Center, fully expecting a pretty large crowd here. The event sold out quite a while back, over 300 tickets sold. And Nikki Brown, the keynote speaker, we had a chance to sit down with her. We're going to share with you what she said about 7:45. We'll play that, that opportunity. We had to sit down with her. And then throughout the 8 o'clock hour, Mamie had a chance to sit down with a few physicians from Iredale Health. We'll play those throughout the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to try to see if I can snag somebody from Iredale Health for this next segment. Either Megan Kowalski. I did see John Green, CEO of Iredale Health. I'll see if I can grab him. Everybody's busy around here. Stick around.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin Villanmaney, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34 already on this Wednesday day. Excited for the International Women's Day breakfast happening here at the Charles Mack Citizen Center in Mooresville. Expecting over 300 attendees. It smells delicious. I'm going to have to make my way toward the breakfast. We are joined now by special guest. Jen is here. You have been coordinating with us on this event for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you and Mamie talk about, I don't want to say women's stuff, but just women in general.
Just girl talk. Girl morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're just gonna sit here and hang out.
And I'll just be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. So is this how many years have you been working with this International Women's event?
This is only the second event.
The second one you've had. Event. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to get involved with this?
Well, you know, part of it was there's so many women in our community that are not accessing healthcare. And mm-hmm. we saw that with COVID big time. And so we wanted to bring an event that not only inspired women to be the best they can be, mm-hmm. but also to provide medical care for them, for those people who cannot afford it. And it's simple mammogram. A lot of women are not able, or they won't go because mm-hmm. they can't afford it. So something that can be so preventative, why not do it?
Yeah, we were just talking about earlier about mm-hmm. how you don't need to wait until you have problems, you know, that are coming up, and it's a longer process, or it's a harder mm-hmm. process, a more invasive process, right?
Correct.
When these mammograms are simple.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
And even some women, I feel like, are afraid of them.
They are.
Feel like it's going to be scary or an uncomfortable process, which is not the best, you know, it's not what I want to do on the Friday night, but it's not something that's going to be so terrible. So just talk about that. Like, how do you educate the women around those kind of things?
Sure. You know, at Iredale, our staff is amazing. So they make you feel very comfortable. They send educational material beforehand. When you're there, they ask if you have any questions. They go through the process with you before you even step into the room, you know, to have your mammogram. And throughout the whole process, they're checking in. Are you okay? Are you uncomfortable? And then you get your results pretty quick. And that's reassuring, you know. And if there is, and they have to call you back in, they get you right back in. And all the facilities and technologies that we have at Iredale, we try to make the process as simple as possible so you don't have to leave our community. And we have some wonderful breast surgeons. So if you do go down that road, Iredale can take care of you.
You're going to have the best care from the beginning all the way through the process, right? Mm-hmm. Is there any other things that you guys are focusing on today other than the mammogram process?
We are looking, actually, right now, the fund primarily serves for mammograms, mm-hmm. but we are talking to some of our OBGYNs and saying, you know, where are the gaps right now in our community? What are you seeing in them? So right now we're having those conversations so we can broaden that. You know, not only can we do mammograms right now,
but you know, we do bone density, which is hugely important for women, you know, 50 age,
yeah,
age
especially
50
as you
over.
Get older, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And with osteoporosis. So it's really, really important as well. So we've done a few of those, but we want to expand that service as well as others. So like I mentioned, we're working with physicians and trying to pinpoint where some of those gaps are.
And where do you see those gaps most often? You know, you're trying to pinpoint where those gaps are, but where are you seeing those happen most often?
You know, there is like a little sweet spot with people who don't have insurance, but they don't qualify, you know, for Medicaid and Medicare. Mm-hmm. So there's that sweet spot where, and there's more people in that sweet spot than you realize. That's where we're seeing the people come to us and say, I can't afford this. So they're going to their primary and say, no, I'd love to get that mammogram. I'd love to get bone density. But I don't have, there's no funds. So they come to us at the foundation.
Right. And if you have to decide between taking your child to the doctor or taking yourself, so many times women are going
to pick. We hear it over and over. Or even to get food. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to pick and choose that.
Right.
And, you know, rightly so. But, you know, that's why the foundation is here. And we hold this annual event to try to help those people. And, I mean, if we're all healthy, the community is better for
us. I say it all the time. If mom's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's cool. Isn't that the truth?
That's a common thing in my house too, by the way. Mm-hmm. So Jen, what's it like planning an event like this? Like, I mean, putting together a space for 300 participants to come together, that's not a light thing to take on.
No, it's not.
So can you talk to us a little bit about the process? Hey, ladies, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Coming. Appreciate y'all. Will you talk about the process of setting something like this up in the community?
Yeah. So we've already got 2025 on the books.
Wow.
We've got our speakers confirmed. So it really takes a full year to put this together. And the first year is always the hardest because people are like, what is this? What's this day about? What does it support? And so last year we had a great event. And so the day after last year, we were already planning this year. And so now the community is like, oh, we get what this event's about. Okay. You know, we bring in a speaker and, you know, it's primarily for women, but you know, we have a host of men in there too. Yeah. And they really enjoy it as well. So
I'll raise my hand. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time.
So, you know, with all that being said, it's a year round process. It really is. And so, like I said, 25 is already set. And then at the end of this year, we're going to announce our speaker next year. Can't tell you who that is yet, but it's a really wonderful name, and she's going to be absolutely wonderful. She's very excited to come for next year.
Great, great.
What are some of the other things? Because you guys, I imagine like being in the healthcare industry, it's not like most of the time as it could be cut and dry with just medical, but you're hearing the emotional side. You're the mental health aspect. Yeah. Where are things standing in the community and internally with Iredell Health as far as the whole mental health conversation and maintaining what work-life balance doesn't even make, you know, that's a buzzword, right? But really just maintaining a good overall well-being. What's that like right now?
Well, I go back to COVID again, mm-hmm. because COVID really kind of sparked that conversation. And, you know, as a system, we look at the whole patient, as you said, it's not only medical, but psychological, what's going on at home. One of the things that anybody that comes through our system now, we have a survey. It's called Social Determinants of Health. And with that, we ask various questions. You know, do you have enough food? Do you have transportation? Is there any abuse in the home? You know, we ask a series of, there's like five or six questions because we have to look at the whole patient because we know there are a lot of non-medical things going on that affect your health. And so Iredell has really made it part of the strategic plan moving forward to address all those, whether it's behavioral health, food insecurity. We're working on a huge project right now to address that. And, you know, Iredell's not doing that alone. We have so many amazing partners here, and they're actually sitting, you know, in the room right now, you know, Feed and Seed. We're working with the various pantries in the community. How can we address this for our patients? How can you address this for the community? So you're spot on. It's all the other things, and we have to address it. If we don't address it, we're not doing our work.
Well, you mentioned some of those partners. Is there any particular partners else? You're welcome to mention any of the partners that have helped put this thing on for you guys.
For sure.
You are more than welcome to mention any
of
them.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, so.
We have the Boys and Girls Club here today. We have Children's Hope Alliance here. We have so many wonderful health reaches here today as well. So these are all of our partners in the community, but they know what the support does for some of their clients. So we've kind of all come together. You have to now. I mean, you have to. You can't do it on your own. That would be wrong. And for Iredell to be taking on all that stuff, we're not experts in that. We know we have experts in the community. So it's a great way to partner. And I think the community sees that. And I think that they appreciate us all working together than working separately.
Iredale has, the county has grown significantly.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
Are you seeing people engaging? Because Iredale Health, as well as an organization, a health provider organization in the community, you guys are expanding your services constantly here right now. Are you finding that even more demand exists than even, it's almost difficult to keep up with the demand? Is that part of it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we had a closing of a local hospital and a course that, you know, increased the volume, and we can handle the volume. We've had to really look at how we are operating and operate pretty seamlessly. So that's one piece. The other piece is we are expanding. You know, our CCU is expanding, our ER is expanding, and we're also looking at other communities to expand into for primary care. So, you know, we are looking at this. We know the population boom is already here, and it's going to continue. You know, and recently we added a pediatrician. Because we have a population boom, and a lot of them are very young families coming into the community. So, you know, we are trying to stay out ahead of this and, you know, really trying to meet that need.
And you're clearly actively involved in the community. When you put on an event like this, the International Women's Day breakfast, we're hanging out here at the Charles Mack Citizen Center. Jen, last question for you. Can I ask you something without offending, I hope?
No, that's fine.
I hope.
Go for it.
So,
I'm an open book. So
let's go from the dude perspective here on encouraging the ladies in our life to stay healthy. What are some of those things that guys, you know, softball phrases, statements that we could use to encourage physical health for our ladies that we love in our life as well?
Sure. No, it's really important. I cannot say number one, prevention. Prevention is huge. So make sure, you know, your mammograms, make sure you're going to your OB. You know, you said it perfectly before. If mom's happy, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And I think that if the whole family looks at the culture of health moving forward and make it part of their routine, you know, it's just the way it has to be. I mean, it's always been a part of my life and part of my family. So I encourage all families to be talking about their health care. It's really, really important. And not only for, you know, the women to get their health care, but the guys, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Guys don't like to go to the doctor. Okay. I have to beg my husband to go. So, you know, it goes both ways. And I think as partners, you have to, you know, make sure you're taking care of each other.
Jen, thank you so much.
We're
at the Iredale Health Foundation International Women's Day breakfast. I had a chance to sit down with Nikki Brown, keynote speaker. We're going to, when we come back from this break, we're going to play that segment of the time I had to sit down with Nikki. And again, in the 8 o'clock hour, Mamie had a chance to sit down with multiple physicians at Iredale Health. We'll hear from them as well. Some amazing health tips, some amazing things going on here. Stick around. Good morning, fam.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. You can call in and talk, but you'll be talking with Bill because Mamie and I are hanging out at the Iredale Health Foundation International Women's Day breakfast. It's Women's Month.
It's Women's History Month.
Women's History Month. And today is International Women's Day.
That's correct.
So this is the day to celebrate all of the wonderful women in your life, moms, wives,
children,
daughters.
Yeah, daughters too. Yeah.
Cousins.
All of them.
Nieces.
Nieces and even like coworkers that
aunts.
Have inspired you. I think just any women that have inspired you to be the person that you are today.
All the women that have done great things. We had a chance to sit down with Nikki Brown, who is actually the keynote speaker here today at the International Women's Day breakfast. I had a chance to.
You did.
You sat down with some of the physicians. I sat down with Nikki. What an inspiring woman. What a grab the bull by the horns kind of style she has. Let's go ahead and play that clip of me sitting down with Nikki. Bill, go ahead and roll it. Good morning, LKN. Justin Kazepas, Mamie, and Bill back talking now with Nikki
Brown, who you're going to hear at the Iredell Health Foundation International Women's Day breakfast that's coming up in March. We will be broadcasting from the breakfast. Nikki is a motivational speaker, coach, leader, mentor to women who desire to live more authentically and abundantly. I'll be honest with you, Nikki. Should I be a little nervous for this motivational speech? You got me kind of hyped up, and it's not even March yet.
I'm kind of hyped myself.
Tell us about yourself, Nikki. How did you get into the speaking game, and why do you even care to motivate other people?
My goodness. Oh, what a loaded question. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show, Justin. I want to thank the Iredell Health Foundation for the invitation. I am so excited to share and connect with women right here in my own hometown, Mooresville, North Carolina, Statesville, as well as beyond. So thank you so much to all the organizers, as well as having me on this show. Listen, I got into this space long before I got into this space. It really starts with my own journey of growing up, feeling broken, feeling invisible, feeling disempowered as a young African-American young girl, but also just growing up during a time in a generation where women were to be seen and not heard. And so it starts right there. But also my background is I started working with young girls in the inner city, helping them with self-esteem, helping them come out of poverty, helping them to get back their life. And then it just morphed into a women's organization. I went back and I got my master's degree in marriage and family therapy. I thought I was going to be doing marriage counseling and marriage therapy for the rest of my life. But I want to say I started running a counseling department for about 10 years. I had counselors under me and things like that. During that time, I was also licensed as a minister, as a speaker. And what I started to realize, Justin, is my clientele started to change from couples to women, and women from all walks of life. Doctors, lawyers, CEOs, stay-at-home moms, women who work back in the kitchen, and they all shared the same voice. They all shared the same pain. And let me tell you something. As I talked to these women, it felt like I was talking to the little girl and the woman inside of me. And so maybe after 10 years of doing that kind of work, traveling and speaking to different women, I decided to create my own platform called Ignite Women's Empowerment Summit. And that's the yearly, that's my love, that's my baby, it's what I do. And I now blend all the women who I have spoken to into one place, one space for them to activate the God-given potential that every single person I believe has.
Nikki, you are local homegrown here in the Lake Norman area. You mentioned Mooresville, Statesville. Now you're making a presentation, a keynote at the Women's Day breakfast at Charles Mack Citizen Center on March 6th. What do you find locally when you speak with these women and you want to motivate them and you want to help them? What are they telling you that they're facing today?
You know, so many women are facing this fear of literally owning their own greatness. We're in a stage now where you don't, I say there's still some women who may not know what their purpose is, but there was a year, and you probably remember this, there was this wave of discover your purpose, right? And we're still kind of in that wave. Now we're in this wave of, do I have the right to walk into my purpose? Do I have the right to own that space? And here's something else that I find when I speak to women. We wear so many different hats, Justin. We are mothers, we are wives, we are sister friends, we are cousins, we are, you know, caretakers of our parents. And so much, we are trained in society to carry and give birth to everybody else but our own dreams. That is our expectation. And when I talk to women, I'm talking to women who feel burnt out. They feel overwhelmed. They feel like they've got all of these ideas, these things that they want to do. They've got this passion, yet they're constrained by obligation. And so my job is to give them the courage. I wrote a book that was released about a year and a half ago. It was called The Audacity, The Courage to Let Go and Leap. And it's really about making this destiny decision to get off of the road of should I to I will. And that's what I find. I find so many women stuck at the crossroads of hanging on to obligation instead of really walking into their purpose and into their destiny. So many women have this desire to want to do more, to want to experience more, but they feel conflicted because of either the obligations in their life or the expectations in their life. People expect them to be here or there or to do this or to do that when their heart is saying something completely different.
When you sit down with women then the first time and you hear their story and you're listening to them and you've probably heard, you know, the same story told 1,000 different ways to you, what's that technique that you like to use to help these women kind of move forward? And really anybody, while you coach and motivate with women, I'm learning right now in this moment with you, what are some of those techniques you like to utilize to help people move forward in life?
Well, you know what? One of the things that I tell people is that your soul was built to exist at maximum potential, right? Our body does something different, but your soul came to this earth fully loaded. You came with your gifts, your talents, what you were going to do. Yes, they have to be developed through life. But what I do is I take them back to the beginning and I ask them this simple question, what do you want? And it is such a simple question, but can I tell you, whenever I ask that question, so many times I get this blank look or this pause. What do you really want? Because what I'm learning is your passion is your indication of where you're supposed to be. So we really go all the way back to the beginning and we ask the question about what is your center? What is the thing that makes you cry at night? What are the things that literally you feel like if I were to leave this earth and I was only allowed to do two things besides shop? That's one of the things. Besides shop and hang out with my girlfriends. If I was to have to do only two things, what would I say I cannot leave this earth without doing? That right there is one indication that you may be A, either on the right path where you are, or you need to get on the right path, whatever that answer is. And then I start asking them, what have been the challenges that has prevented you? Because oftentimes people's challenges, they'll talk about the external challenges. Well, I don't have time. Well, all of us have been given the same amount of time all over the planet. It's 24 hours in a day. And I believe that that was done by divine design, that there's no extra time. And so they say, I don't have time, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the skill set. However, if you had all of those things, what would you do tomorrow? And 9 times out of 10, whatever that answer is the thing that they're not doing, but it's the thing they should be doing. So we start right there. We go back to what do you want? What do you want? Because your soul, when you are not living in alignment with what you are built for, you will be restless, you will be frustrated, you will go to sleep, you know, or rather you will wake up every night with insomnia, and you can't put your finger on what's wrong. You don't have anything, you know, palpable to really say, oh, I hate my boss or I hate my house. You just know you're restless. And that's always a sign that you may not be in the right season of your life.
Nikki Brown, motivational speaker, coach, leader, mentor to women who desire to live more authentically and abundantly. She will also be the keynote speaker at this year's International Women's Day Breakfast put on by Iredell Health Foundation March 6th. The event is already sold out. So if you want to talk to Nikki outside of the event, Nikki, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
They can go right to my website at www.NikkiBrown.org. www.NikkiBrown.org.
NikkiBrown.org. That's 1K, N-I-K-I, NikkiBrown.org. Nikki, thank you so much for your time.
Looking forward
to you speaking at the International Women's Breakfast March 6th.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Yes. All right, there we have Nikki Brown from the who's the keynote speaker today. They're about to get started with the event. Mamie and I are still hanging out. Nikki Brown, the keynote speaker, I had a chance to sit down with her. That was that interview you just heard. We're going to hear from some of the physicians that Mamie had a chance to sit down with. About 300 attendees here today at the International Days with Women's Breakfast being put on by Iredell Health Foundation.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN, 8:06. Wow, this is amazing. I now have breakfast in front of me for the Iredell Health Women's International Day breakfast, full spread. So about 300 attendees. And you don't have a plate in front of you. What's going on?
I don't eat on the radio.
You don't eat on the radio at all? Why are you not talking?
I don't know why you can hear me.
Okay, there you go.
Is that better?
Maybe. Oh, there we go. That's going to be why.
That's it.
Did you hit a button while I was gone?
I did not touch anything.
Mamie touched buttons, Bill.
I didn't touch anything.
I'm confirming
no, Bill.
She did.
I'm being good.
We're here at the International Women's Day breakfast hanging out. It is 8:06 already. The rain is looking like it's stopping. About 300 attendees. The room is packed inside. Nikki Brown, we heard from her earlier because I had a chance to sit down with her. She's the keynote speaker. Just inspiring. Mamie, what's the basis for, do women need help in this kind of health
do
field
women need help?
In general? We talked earlier about like, hey, asking for help. So I'm saying, do women even need help in this? Y'all are the ones who are organized way more than we are.
We all need help. Everybody needs help. That's true.
I need help from not diving in these eggs right now.
You just want to eat while I talk for the next few minutes.
Maybe you and I both know that's about to happen.
Yeah, we all need help. And I think women, I mean, I know I'm just going to talk about myself, but like, I know that I don't ask for it as much as I should. And then I reach my breaking point where I just blow up and then I'm like, nobody helps me with anything around here. I do everything myself. Da, 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 da. So, and that's my go-to. Rob will agree with me if he's listening.
That's right us
now.
As people though, right? That's really, really us as we think we can pile all this stuff on and take care of it. And that's where, like, when we talk about these things like mental health, or we talk about physical health, those types of stresses of life really do add on to, like, the human body is pretty limited. Like, sure, we can control certain things. Like, I intentionally chose really more on a direction from the one of the wonderful women in my life not to get bacon on my plate this morning.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I was instructed not to. Now, the eggs have cheese in them, but I did double up on the eggs rather than the bacon.
Well, protein, you know. You're making smart choices
exactly.
This morning.
So there's things we can do to take care of our body, which I'm working on constantly every day. Not good at it, not claiming to be. But there are things that you still have to go see a healthcare provider about because our bodies are just going to do what our body's going to do sometimes.
Well, but mentioned earlier, like post-COVID, right? Just the biggest change because all of these routines that you had, and then we had at least 6 months where we couldn't do anything and we just got out of the habit. It didn't take long for people to get out of the habit of mental health, physical health, all the things like even exercising and working out, all of those things we all just got out of the routine of just the normalcy of life. And so I feel like, I mean, we're almost 4 years since the pandemic started.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah. Like this was the last week in 2020 before everything shut down. Yeah. Yeah. I saw an article this morning, like this was the last week, 4 years ago before everything shut down. And so it just turned everybody's world upside down. You know, everybody was affected in different ways from COVID. But especially when they talk about like the underserved population too, right? Like, when you have to choose between taking care of your child or even paying a bill versus taking yourself to the doctor if you don't have Medicare or Medicaid or you don't have health insurance.
What
you know?
A terrible thought to have to think about. But people have to make that decision even in our local community.
Yes.
Every day.
And, you know, we live in a more affluent, you know, area of the country, but there's still people who struggle who are, you know, who are working like teachers and single parents and, you know, people who work in the service industries too.
Not to mention even fixed income people. Let's say you're retired.
Right.
And the whole insurance situation, Medicare, Medicaid, right? All this kind of stuff that I know nothing about. I'm not near that age. But like, for instance, my mom, who is getting closer and closer to going toward that rather, you know, looking to retire, going to be doing that soon. So really having to analyze all of those types of things. That's where health really comes into play. I mean, it's a big expense for people.
Yeah, it is, especially as you get older, right? And so doing those preventative treatments are so important because as you get older, as women age, especially when we talk about like osteoporosis, that's a big thing. And if you're not keeping up with that, then you can really, I mean, that's where you hear about the people who, you know, they break a hip or they break a leg because they have these bone density issues. And that just causes more and more and more issues. So just keeping up with those preventative appointments and things that you need to do to make sure that you're at optimal health.
We did speak with Jen earlier. Mm-hmm. I just call her Jen. I should know her. I should have the talking points of her last name right here in front of me. But we just call her Jen because we've been working with her now for a couple of months with Iredell Health Foundation, who really headed up this event and kind of put it all together. But her talking about that the osteoporosis thing, mm-hmm. like who would think about that? Like on your normal everyday life, like. Should there be a calendar that I could just drop on, like, or maybe a mailing calendar, like, hey, once a year, boom, 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 boom. Would that be a helpful resource, you think, for people?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And it's all about just keeping those open lines of communication with your healthcare team, right? Whether it's just your primary care, if you have OBGYN, or if you have, you know, any other kind of specialist that you have, just keeping that open lines of communication and saying, like, hey, you know, I'm in my 40s, which I know you don't believe me, but I
don't believe you.
I'm in my 40s, and and so there.
Everyone, she's lying.
I'm not lying. I am in my 40s, and as you know, as you cross, that really is like the age where you really have to start doing some of these preventative appointments and treatments and things like that, just so that you're staying healthy. And it's not just about, like you said, it's not just about the physical health, right? But it's about the mental health too, and the loads that you're taking on, and the things that you're doing. Everyday life, like taking care of your children. And then it's like my kid, as she transitions right to a new stage in life too, making sure that I'm taking care of myself as these ages of your children, like she's moving on. Rob and I are going to be empty nesters. And so what that's going to look like.
How's that feel?
It feels crazy.
Crazy. Good. Mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions. Yeah. Really mixed emotions. Yeah. Because him and I got married almost 5 years ago and we were instant parents, right? There was no really honeymoon phase. No. It's just, you know, I think we had one night alone.
You guys going somewhere whenever Katie goes off, you guys plan
I think
trip?
I might just, you know, take a nap.
That's all you guys want to do. You reach a certain age, nap is more valuable.
Take the weekend. Although I may not sleep at all, just knowing that she's off in college either. I'll be checking the Life 360 constantly, just making sure she's coming back to her room every night.
A whole nother level of stress, I would imagine. Is there a type of appointment? Is that like what that goes back to mental health probably more so?
Yeah, definitely mental health. But yeah, keeping in touch with my doctors too to make sure that like I'm not letting the stress get to my body either.
Is it healthy to just track her every move that she does all day long or what?
I'm going to try not to, but I can guarantee you I will wake up at least the first month and make sure that she's like in her dorm every morning.
Well, with technology, that's the other side.
That's
parents,
what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
I mean?
Yeah, I can track her. Thank goodness my mom can do that about me.
Well, and speaking of mental health, am I testing your mental health right now as I eat this plate of delicious
You know
food?
What? That is the quietest meal you've ever eaten on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's these wonderful headphones that they got us on.
Maybe
right
that's
here.
What this it is. Maybe like, we need to transition to these because usually it's a big crunch. Smacking.
Well, I can fix that.
Okay.
Because I subtly caught myself. Here's my water I'm drinking now.
There you go.
I tried getting a piece of ice. I can definitely crunch some ice in this, but I'm not going to do that to you right now.
Bill says thank you for not doing that.
We're hanging out at the International Women's Day breakfast at Charles Mack Citizen Center being put on by Iredell Health Foundation. It is a opportunity to bring awareness again to the wonderful women in everyone's lives and the health needs behind that, which, again, you ladies, you do 99.999 with the remainder on top wonderful in life. The one thing, and this is a very little thing, mm-hmm. y'all don't like to take care of your own selves.
No, we don't.
You don't like taking care of yourself. So we have to, you know, remind everyone out there, all the ladies of the world, and guys, remind your ladies, it's okay to take care of yourself.
Yeah. One of the things I volunteer to do is to speak to, so I have Crohn's disease, which is a chronic illness, and I speak to women who are newly diagnosed, and I talk to them about how, like, going to the doctor is part of your self-care, just like hair and nails and massages, like going to the doctor and making sure you're keeping up with your appointments is part of self-care, too.
So important. We're hanging out again at Charles Mack Citizen Center International Women's Day breakfast. On the other side of this break, we're going to have traffic. Bill is also going to talk to Bill Russell about his show Town Talk that airs 4 to 5 p.m. President of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. Coming back.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, Lake Norman. How we doing out there, everybody? You know what time it is, 8:15. A little bit rainy this morning. We got to get a look at the streets. Let's get a look at the streets with Jeff from ICATS. Jeff, how we doing?
Good morning, Bill. 77 southbound from the Langtree 31 exit down into Huntersville. There's heavy congestion, some slowdowns there. As you enter into Charlotte on southbound 77 past 85, heavy congestion, slowdown, so be careful there. 77 northbound, get past 485, up around exit 23, heavy congestion, slow down there, all the way up to Cornelius. So if you're on the road this morning, just leave some extra time, leave some extra room. There is a lot of water standing on the road, so watch out for hydroplaning. Secondary roads in Statesville, Goldsville, not heard of any problems, so hope everybody has a great Wednesday.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you so much. You heard it here first, everyone. Make sure you pack your patience this morning with the weather. Jeff, it's hump day today. We're almost there to the finish line. I can smell it already. Thank you so much, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day, Bill.
Thank you, Jeff. All right. That's Jeff from ICATS here. Yeah. Sounds like just a kind of wet Wednesday. All right. And we're going to transition. I know I'm stepping into a different role right now. I'm pretending to be Justin. We got Wild Bill Russell on, host of Town Talk, president of your LKN Chamber of Commerce. Wild Bill, how we doing?
We're doing good. So Justin's out hanging around with the women today, huh?
Yeah, what a guy, huh? What a guy. Bill, you come into the studio today. I'll be at the women's breakfast.
There you go.
Yeah, how are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. I'm still kind of overcoming the results of last night. Whoa, what a whirlwind election results in a lot of different capacities.
Oh, indeed.
I was a little bit shocked on some of the congressional seats.
You shouldn't be surprised by anything at this point, Bill.
Well, you probably should. You probably shouldn't. But I really did think that the polling kind of showed Gray Mills doing quite well in his run, and John Bradford doing well in his run, and both of those individuals lost that particular election. I knew the Harris run was going to be very, very difficult for John, but I did think he had a slight lead. And Pat Harrigan, you know, beating Gray Mills, everything I heard was Gray was doing quite well in that district. And so those two shocked me. It really did. And I was sorry to see Pat Cotham. She's one of our commissioners in Mecklenburg County, and she didn't get the nod last night. I think that's largely the Democrats taking out. They couldn't take out anything on her daughter, Tricia, so they took it out on Pat.
Oh.
So,
that's
yeah,
it.
That's unfortunate because she's been a fantastic at-large commissioner for Mecklenburg County for many, many years, and I'm sorry to see her go. She's been a wonderful supporter of our communities here in Cornelius, Davis, and Huntersville, and throughout the county.
Sure. Well, maybe while you're feeling all down and we got this weather, I hear yesterday you were actually enjoying the sunny weather. Did you have a ribbon cutting yesterday, or?
Yeah, we cut the ribbon on the peach cobbler factory.
That's what I'm talking
almost,
about.
Almost across from the Kane Center for the Arts. And not only do they have – the name is the Peach Cobbler Factory, but not only do they have great peach cobbler, they've got great blueberry cobbler, cherry cobbler, and the banana pudding. Mm. Oh, Bill, you're a Southern boy. The banana pudding is just awesome.
That's my thing right there. You know, I heard that you can actually ask for the banana pudding, and this might sound crazy, chocolate chips inside of them.
Yep, I probably could. I like it the way Grandmama makes it or made it, and certainly they served it up just about the same way. So it was, I only got little you know, samples of it, but it was delicious, and they said, come back, and I said, I will.
That's it. That's it. Well,
hey, Cobbler Factory.
Yeah, you got to let me know next time you go.
Yep. Well, the Peach Cobbler Factory over there in front of the Kane Center for the Arts, just down from Cornelius Town Hall, they can set you up for dessert.
Do they sell it by the gallon, the banana pudding?
That'd be the way to get it, wouldn't it?
Right. Mm. Indeed. So what you got on tap for the show today? Again, I'm talking with Bill Russell, Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce Prez, as well as the host of Town Talk, which comes on every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. What you got on tap today?
We're going to be talking about development. So we're going to be talking about some of the development going on in the area. We've got Burkdale Place that is going up in front of Burkdale Village with its golf course. And so we're going to be talking to the principals there with Gustafson Properties. Then we've got Kathleen Rose. And Kathleen, of course, is pretty much an economic development consultant for many of our communities across the state. And she's worked, you know, very hand-in-hand with Davidson, a lot of things they've done. Charles Knox Jr., whose name is kind of royalty in these parts.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, politically royal. Cousin Rusty is the mayor of Davidson. Cousin Gary used to be the mayor of Cornelius. His uncles, Eddie, Joe, and Russell were all mayors at the same time of Mooresville, of Davidson, and of Charlotte. So he's pretty tied in. But he's got a lot of things going on as well in terms of commercial development. So that's what the big focus is this afternoon. I'm actually headed off in 15 minutes going to a program that we put on for nonprofits. We'll have about 30 nonprofits at Cool Kids, and they'll be over here at Huntersville, and we'll go around the room and talk about what our nonprofits are doing in the area and what kind of programs and projects they're up to and the service they provide.
Man, Bill, you just keep those feet moving, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I come right back to the chamber, and at 11 o'clock we're having two ribbon cuttings at the chamber for businesses who aren't bricks and mortar businesses. So they're having their ribbon cuttings at the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce at 11 o'clock. So if you're not doing anything, stop by. We're going to have a little celebration for those businesses. Then it's off to Rotary, and then it's over to see you.
Wow.
Busy day.
Yeah, I'll just be in this kind of confined area right in here all day. So I'm glad at least one Bill is getting their steps in today. So, Bill, I appreciate you again. Yeah, we're talking with Bill Russell, the host of Town Talk, again, coming on later on today at 4 p.m. Bill, excited to see you. You got one more thing for me?
Well, I was just going to say, is Justin going to join us anytime today, or is he over at going to be in? Now, he's in Mooresville today, right?
I think right now he is. I think he's on his third plate right now of the breakfast. He seems to really be leaning into the breakfast day. So, you know him. He's not shy around a plate.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's a great young man. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you at 4 o'clock, and we're going to talk growth and development in the towns of Cornelius, Davidson, Huntersville, and Mooresville.
I love it, Bill. We will see you then. Again, thank you, Bill. Host of Town Talk later on today, 4 p.m., right here on WSIC. So, guys, I'm going to swing it back over. Thanks, Bill. I'm going to swing it back over to Justin and Mamie, who are, again, live at the Charles Mack Citizen Center at the Women's Day Breakfast presented by Iredell Health Foundation.
Thanks, Bill, for that. And thanks, Bill Russell. So I can't talk to Bill Russell through the phone right now because just technology limitations on the mobile. We're continuously adding the hardware to be able to do more and more, even though we're just people think, oh, it's just radio. It's like, well, it's not just radio. We do video live stream.
Yeah,
we bring on guests.
There's
we
lots
do
to it.
All kinds of things. Being honest, I'm not on my third plate, though. I am on I just did one plate today, and I did no bacon. So just throwing that out there,
so
too.
So now you can have two cheeseburgers for lunch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset at that, actually. That's actually a pretty good idea. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, host of Town Talk. And thanks to Bill the Buffer back
Bill's
at the studio.
Bill's doing a great job
for
in the studio.
Taking care of us right there. Pretty good. And appreciate you, Bill. You handled the traffic as well with all this rain outside and everything going on. It just makes you be aware, you know, of patient pants packet. It's not worth it to lose to anything to happen. But we are hanging out at the Charles Mack Citizen Center, Iredell Health Foundation's International Women's Day Breakfast. Nikki Brown, I think, is on the stage right now. Mm-hmm. So there was a gaggle of people here in the hallway earlier. Now it's all cleared out. I feel almost like I'm yelling. Do I sound like I'm yelling a little bit?
I don't think. Hold on.
I feel like I'm yelling really loud.
No, you're not yelling.
Because it's such a quiet hallway now.
Yeah.
They're all, everyone's inside. We're just out here. We're going to keep doing the show all the way till 9 o'clock. You sat down with two physicians from Iredell Health. And so during the next segment, we are going to roll into that
interview
you sat down. Now, one of them's a little bit longer than the segment length on radio. So for the radio fam, as you know, it's always funny to hear us get cut off by a hard break.
Yeah.
We're acknowledging that that is going to happen in the next. But if you're on WSICnews.com or any of the social platforms, checking out the video live stream, that interview will continue on there until we get back after the following break. So that's just a little tease to the tease, I guess, if you would.
Tease to the get on the social platforms.
That's
now.
Right. That's
get
exactly.
on them now so you can see the whole interview. You don't miss anything.
A couple of things that Bill Russell talked about. First off, Peach Cobbler Factory. I mean, we've solidified that. As
pretty
far
sure I'm keeping it in business.
Wasn't it you who said the whole Crisco thing on the exterior of a waffle?
No, on a pound cake.
On pound cake.
Crisco for her pound cake.
For a pound cake. I think she does that on her waffles because they are crisp and they are delicious.
There's something like something inside of it too.
Mm.
I don't know what it is.
You think it's
like
a secret recipe?
Yeah, it is a secret recipe.
It's definitely a secret recipe.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, yeah, Bill talking about the elections last night. I was on my phone. I just do the State Board of Election website because that's just, as far as the data goes, there it piles in there. It's a nice, succinct way. And, yeah, I was following the two that Bill Russell mentioned, Congressional 10th and Congressional 8th for federal, two surprising scenarios there. Pat Harrigan not living in the district, so that obviously being part of that conversation, should somebody live in the district where they are running for office? The people answered that question last night, I think. And then, yeah, John Brandeford, who, again, doesn't live in the district of 8th, but has a business and substantial business ties in the 8th. So two interesting outcomes.
Yeah.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. We are going to hop right into an interview where Mamie was able to sit down with Taylor Hollingsworth. So, yeah, let's check it out.
Hi, I'm here with Taylor Hollingsworth, family nurse practitioner with Iredell Health Foundation. And we're here to talk about the Iredell Health Foundation International Women's Day Breakfast. Taylor, can you just tell me kind of how you got started or how you got first involved with this?
Absolutely. Yes. Thanks for having me today to start. I'm really excited to be here. I'm super excited for this event that we have coming up. I am currently a family nurse practitioner within the Iredell Health System. I work at Family Care Center of Mooresville. And this event I've heard is just a wonderful event for women's health. We are going to be there. A few of us providers in our system will be attending. It is my first time being there, so I am really looking forward to it and seeing all that it has to offer. From what I've been told, it's just a wonderful place for women to gather, to support each other up, and to learn from each other and encourage each other through our walk in our own lives and in our health.
Yeah, so I was just looking at the list of speakers that are going to be there, and they're fantastic. We've got Nikki Brown, who's going to be the keynote speaker. Can you talk a little bit more about her and her experience and why she was chosen to be the speaker?
Yeah, I particularly have not met Nikki Brown.
Okay.
I'm fully in touch with what she'll be bringing to the event, but I did, you know, quickly read her bio and get to learn about her a little bit. And it sounds like she is just a great forefront speaker for women. And again, just I think with her expertise, she's going to be able to bring just learning for all of us and just encouragement. As you know, women, we walk through a lot of different seasons in our health and our life. And it's important to get together and have people like her that can encourage us and work us through what health looks like as we age. And that's something, you know, I look forward to talking to today as well, and just what we do even in our clinic to support women throughout the process of aging.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. I also see that Molly Grantham is on here as the Master of Ceremonies, who has such a great presence in our area. I'm really excited to have her and get to spend some time with her. And I think there's going to be a meet and greet afterwards, so you could talk to her, get photos or autographs or whatever you're wanting to do after the event is over. I do want to talk to you a little bit about just women's health, what's important in women's health, something that's always at the forefront of most women's minds, especially when you're a mom. It's really easy to forget to take care of yourself, right? When you're taking care of a family, children, husband, work, all the things that you're trying to do. What are some really important lifestyle habits to support the health in women as they age?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I 100% agree. Oftentimes, you know, as women, we put ourselves on the back burner and our health maybe doesn't become as important as, you know, everyone else. So I think that, you know, what I always model and try to teach and practice is taking that space and time to put yourself first and your health, and really take that time either annually at your physicals or more than that every year to meet with your providers to discuss your health journey and what that looks like. So when I see women, you know, important lifestyle habits that I will recommend to support their health, first things first, I do always say keeping up with your, you know, regularly scheduled follow-up care is super important. So completing your screenings, and what does that look like? Those are things like mammograms, your pap smears, your colon screenings, et cetera. And those are just extremely important to us as women and just everyone, men included, because this helps us to lead with a prevention mindset. So let's screen and let's look for things before, right, they might become issues down the road. And that is really the name of the game of primary care and prevention, is let's, you know, follow through with our screenings. Let's keep on top of things so that we are detecting anything before it may become a problem down the line. Also, on top of that, I always encourage women to just stick to making healthy lifestyle choices. This can be difficult, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely
life, yeah, and always be picking, you know, the best thing for our body. But what I really encourage women in is physical activity, exercise in a daily routine, eating well-balanced diets. 3 meals a day are so important. We talk a lot about things like eliminating maybe tobacco products or eliminating alcohol, reducing stress, and managing maybe chronic health conditions like blood pressure and cholesterol. Those are all things we work through in our clinic each day. I always say that food is medicine, and I truly believe that. So I talk a lot about well-balanced diets, high in calcium, vitamin D, iron, fiber. These are all extremely important to support our body processes. So what does that look like? Typically things like, you know, fish with bones, or you can get iron in your poultry or your eggs. Fruits and vegetables. Fiber is going to be things like vegetables, again, cereals, brown rice, and then just limiting, you know, saturated and trans fat, and just trying our best to give our body what it needs to succeed. And that's not going to happen all in one day. As I always say, you know, health journey is a process, and we take things one step at a time with sustainable goals and changes that work for our lives, because we're all individuals and we're all going through our health journey differently.
Absolutely. Something else that I wanted to ask you about, like my mom's generation, when they were going through menopause, or the change is what they all called it, there wasn't really a lot of talk about it. You know, it was done like really privately, but I feel like there's a lot more education around it now. So as women age, what menopause effects are on a woman's body? How can we address it? How can we treat it? And how can we manage those symptoms?
Yeah, that's a great question. I completely agree. You know, I saw my own go through that, and I was always like, what's going on?
What is happening to my mother? Yes.
Those are coming off. Uh-huh. I'm like, wait, what is this? I do absolutely agree. It's something that we're starting to talk about more. And I actually just spoke on this the other week at another women's health conference. And it was just so amazing to see the women open up and share their stories, because it was so empowering to everyone in the room. Like, hey, we're not going through this alone. We can laugh about it, but we also know there's help out there. There's ways to address this. We don't have to live, you know, in this misery, or just accept this is just part of life. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Right. So when I talk about menopause, like you kind of said, this is a time of transition, and it's not always just physical, right? Women might be having changes in life. They might be caring for aging parents. They might have children that are leaving the house. There's a lot of different changes going on in this time of life. So it can be inherently overwhelming. And then, you know, we have this menopausal transition on top that it can affect everyone in a different way, and it's very individualized. So this might mean, you know, changes in our heart health or our bone health, maybe our body composition changes, physical functioning. And so menopause inherently is going to flow through stages. So there's perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And this change is going to maybe just make you feel like your body seems really different. It makes you feel like, you know, your body just seems different. So a lot of what's going on is because our estrogen is dropping in our body, right? And when we have this low estrogen, that's when we're going to notice all of these changes that might first look like a change in our menstrual cycle, or it might look like nagging symptoms like your hot flashes or your mood swings, or maybe your bladder is changing, you can't sleep. So I'm here to say that there are options for treatment. Please, I hope women know they are not alone and that this is a normal transition. But it's important, you know, as women to bring these symptoms and these changes to the attention of our providers so that we can work through together, making sure, you know, these symptoms are indeed related to menopause first rather than a separate health condition. And then if it is related to menopause, addressing them together. What can we do to lift you up? What can we do to treat? That can be through supplements, maybe non-hormonal, hormonal, lifestyle changes. There's a whole list. But my overarching kind of message on this is, please, women, don't feel alone in the menopausal transition. Know that there is help, there is support, and there is encouragement out there to help you kind of get through it together.
Yeah, I think it's so important to remember that you don't have to suffer in silence, or you don't have to suffer through this alone. There are treatments, there's things you can do to alleviate some of these symptoms that women are going to go through.
Yeah.
So one of the things you talked about earlier is food and exercise and how important that is. And as women continue to age, how important is exercise? And how can we support our changing bodies, right, and exercise, right? Like, as you get older, you maybe can't run marathons like you used to before, but what can you do? What are some things that will support women's health as they get older?
Yeah, that is such a good point. And I often say, like, whatever we choose to do, right, it doesn't have to be like we're running a marathon or earth-shattering, right? It's what works for us. So it's what's sustainable and what our body individually can keep up with and can do on a consistent basis when it comes to exercise. And that's completely different for everyone. So what I like to encourage women is, you know, technically we want to aim for 2 hours and 30 minutes of moderate exercise a week. So that usually breaks down into like 30 minutes, 5 days a week, which is, you know, more bite-sized and sounds more attainable. Along with that type of exercise, I always encourage things like, you know, deep breathing, you know, yoga, stretching. These activities help to also manage our stress. And that's an extremely important part to all of this when we talk about getting out there and attempting to exercise. Now, when we talk about aging as women, we want to support our bone health. So that's where weight-bearing exercises is going to become really important. So again, as we're aging, our estrogen levels will begin to drop, and that can make our bones sometimes become like a little more porous and might put us at risk for things like osteopenia or osteoporosis. So an important part of preventing that is to give our bones that support that it needs to regenerate, and that can be through these weight-bearing exercises. So this will be different for everyone, but it includes things like walking, which is a great form of exercise and weight bearing, dancing. Some women love that. Maybe it's the elliptical trainer, maybe it's tennis, pickleball. Some women love to do gardening. It can come in so many different forms. So often I feel like it can seem really discouraging when we say, oh, you need 30 minutes of exercise a day. And maybe our first thought is, oh, I need to be running for 30 minutes a day or something along those lines. I'm here to say that's not what it means. There's so many options out there to get our body moving, to get our heart rate up. And they can be all equally as effective. So we can feel encouraged in that it doesn't just mean getting out and running a mile every day and that's our only option. There's plenty of ways to move our body and give it the support it needs as we age.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about that prevention mindset, right? Doing these things are going to help or keep you from having some of these issues that women have as they age. I just wanted to ask you, what do you find that the biggest myth around women's health is with the women that you see on a daily basis? What's the biggest myth or misconception that women have when they come in to see you?
That's a good question. I think a lot of what I see is that women feel like they have to kind of do it all on their own. And I think often I have women coming in that are just feeling like they maybe haven't taken care of themselves for many years. Maybe they put themselves on the back burner, like we talked about. They're caring for family, friends, parents. And then they get to a place where they feel like they haven't taken care of themselves. And it can feel so discouraging. And I often tell them, you know, you're not alone. This is normal. This is a place where, you know, often many of us can come to. And I think just helping them work through that side of things where we might sometimes have this myth that, you know, we have to care for everyone else or put everyone else first, and then encouraging them, like, we can take that time for ourselves. We can do our annual prevention exams. We can do our screenings. We can keep up with this and keep ourselves healthy along the way. So I often just encourage that. I think that's kind of most of what I truly do see often in women that come into my clinic. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, I'm here as your teammate and your advocate to work through that together. And, you know, typically I see them just take leaps and bounds once they really do start kind of showing up for themselves and getting into these health routines and end up, you know, feeling a lot better and more like themselves.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think that's so important to hear. Like, we're not on an island. There's people to help. There's ways you can reach out to get help for the things that you're doing every day. Yeah. And we as women are so busy sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. So it's just a really, really good reminder. Thank you so much for joining us. And excited for what's going to happen at the Iredell Health Foundation International Women's Day breakfast. So thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really enjoy this. I can't wait to be there. I look forward to meeting you all. And thanks for having me today.
Great. Thank you.
Morning, and that was a little snippet from Mamie sitting down with Taylor Hollingsworth of Iredell Health. What was it like speaking with these physicians at Iredell Health, talking about the women's issues and things going on with women in the community?
Just talking about what we've been saying all morning is, like, women need to put themselves first. They need to remember to take care of themselves. We don't always do that. But also talking about what I just said at the end, right? We're not on an island. There, you need to have a group of people around you and, like, a tribe of women who supports you and help you out.
We are hanging out here for a little bit longer. It's almost 9 o'clock. Yeah, and at 9 o'clock, the regular programming does commence with Brian Summers, Joe Berg from Studio A hosting the Home Ad Show, the show where you buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday, you got an anniversary. You call into the studio, 844-STUDIO-4. That's 844-788-3464. They get you locked and loaded. Now, Mamie, you had a chance earlier, previous to the event today, to sit down with another physician from Iredell Health. This interview was a little bit shorter, just a few minutes. Let's go ahead. I believe Bill is ready to rock and roll. Let's check out this other physician that Mamie had an opportunity to speak with at Iredell Health.
With Dr. Judith Prairie from Iredell Family Care Center, and we're here talking about the Iredell Health Foundation International Women's Day Breakfast. Dr. Prairie, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that you're here to talk about this and talk about women's health overall. What motivated you to be involved in this event?
Thank you for having me. This is my first event, first time at the event. I am motivated because I take care of women and young adults of all ages. So I'm really excited to be about it, to raise awareness about the unique health challenges that women face throughout their lifespan. So I'm excited to be there to learn about specific health issues, as well as share experiences with fellow women and connect with the other women there.
Yeah, I love that. I just love the opportunity to connect with women on like this. We're in the same place at the same level. So that's so great. We're going to talk about a couple of things that might be scary when women think about women's health. Mammograms is the first one. So just tell us, while sometimes that seems like a big hurdle for a woman to get over, especially as you're, you know, getting into your 40s and it comes like a routine thing. So just tell us why mammograms are so important and when a woman should start to get them.
Yes. So mammograms are essentially an X-ray of the breast. So for many women, their mammograms are the best way to find out about cancer early, especially even before a woman becomes symptomatic or they can feel any symptoms. Having regular mammograms helps decrease the risk of dying from cancer or having any potential complications down the road. So guidelines are always changing. So medicine is always, you know, trying to stay as up to date as possible. Right now, the average age of screening is from 50 to 74 years of age for women every other year. However, if a woman would like to have a screening mammogram prior to 50, you can start as early as 40 to 49 years of age with the discussion of your primary care provider or your OBGYN.
That's great. And I think that's something that can be scary for some women to start with. So can you kind of go through the process of what it is and, you know, why it is so important, and that the process is not as scary as maybe some people have led them to believe?
I agree. So for many women, it is scary. It can be a painful process. I always tell my patients to take a Tylenol or an ibuprofen about 30 minutes to an hour prior to their mammogram. It's usually done in minutes, and usually the mammographers are skilled techs. They can get it done and get the images that are needed. So they try and make it as quick and painless as possible, but definitely worth having and definitely worth, you know, not suffering through, but going through.
Going through, yeah, definitely worth the process for, you know, the chance to catch something early and take care of it. Another thing we're going to talk about is pap smears. I would say most women listening have gone through that process before, but it can also be like a scary thing whenever you're getting started. So what age should you start getting pap smears and kind of what does that do for a woman?
Yes. So pap smears typically start at 21 years of age. There's two different types of testing that is done depending on the age of a woman. So if a woman is between 21 and 29 years of age, it's just a pap test that tests the cytology or your cells. After 20, and that is done every 3 years. After 29 years of age, so from 30 to 30 years old and on, it's done every 5 years. And that's typically a pap test plus an HPV test. Studies have found that HPV is the leading cause of cervical cancer after the age of 30. So essentially what a pap test is doing is it is testing for cervical cancer and seeing if there's any changes in a woman's cervical cells.
Yeah, and that's just so important to catch early too. It's part of that prevention. Both of those are just part of the prevention. You know, we're here to talk about the Iredell Health Foundation International Women's Day Breakfast. And International Women's Day, it just celebrates women and its achievements. So I'm just wondering, like, from your perspective, who are some of the women that inspire you or who have been the most influential in your life?
Anyone that knows me, the most influential woman in my life is my mother. She's a single mother. She's a nurse. She's the reason I got into healthcare. So definitely look up to my mother. She's my best friend to this day. And I just hope I can be just like her when I grow up.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's so great. Love having great mamas are really inspirational to us. I just want to ask you one more question. Like, what are some of the myths that you find around women's health, especially when you're talking about mammograms and pap smears? What are some of the myths or misconceptions that you've heard from your patients?
Great question. A lot of the breast cancer and cervical cancer, you don't feel it until it's too late. So prevention is key, as we've discussed. So I really try and push those two. If there's a test for a cancer, I always tell my patients to get it. So a lot of times people don't like a mammogram or a pap smear because it is uncomfortable. You are exposing private areas, but it is definitely worth it. Pap tests typically can be done in under 2 minutes in the office, mammograms as well. I think the prep and the anxiety leading up to it is worse.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It can be.
I feel
it
like
can
I
be.
Do but with my eyes closed at this point. Right. So it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. And once you do it, realize it's not as big a deal as you thought it was in your head. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to the International Women's Day breakfast sponsored by the Iredale Health Foundation. And it'll be great to meet you there.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. There it was, Mames.
There we go. We were talking about two of my favorite things to do, mammograms and pap smears.
Those, as far as on my bingo card for the weekend, if only they had weekend appointments, I would take them.
Yeah? You'd be going? Yeah.
I'd drive. I would drive, Debbie.
But what I learned from that interview was that, you know, it's important. It's not that big of a deal, you know.
You just got
to
go.
You have to go and you have to do it. Like, it's important because you don't want to get to a place where you've waited and waited and waited and there's other symptoms that are coming up that make you go to the doctor and then you find out there's more going on than you want to deal with. So
what a morning it's been here at the Iredale Health Foundation International Women's Day Breakfast taking place at the Charles Mack Citizen Center. Over 300 attendees inside. Nikki Brown spoke as keynote. I believe Molly Grantham is now on the stage.
She's here today too.
She announced retirement, you had mentioned
she
as well.
She did. Yeah. Just yesterday she announced retirement from WBTV. So she's going to be doing more speaking and events like this.
Looks like she does some nonprofit work as well.
Yeah, she does a lot of really, really good stuff in the community too.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. A couple more minutes left before we wrap up the show and kick it up to Studio A for the home ad show. So you want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You know, those phone lines light up and mm-hmm. sometimes all the phone lines get taken. If the phone lines are busy or you get kicked or it kind of bumps you to the office line if all of a sudden the phone lines get too busy, call back 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. That's the phone number to connect up with Brian and Joe in Studio A starting at 9 o'clock. Thanks to Bill Russell for calling in. He did mention, and as we are all aware, yesterday was a primary season, mm-hmm. Primary day. Now that it's over, you're going to have kind of this shift move forward locally in town toward the general, right? It just automatically starts.
Right.
President Trump won swimmingly last. I don't know what the appropriate term would be.
I didn't look at the results or anything, but
it was pretty quick.
On my timeline this morning, Biden won and Trump won.
It was pretty funny that and I'm registered and affiliated. So I watched the numbers, raw data, just for what they are. The Trump aspect was not surprising, especially in our, Trump Nationals here in Mooresville.
Yeah.
It's a deep red territory, deep conservative values here. So it's not surprising at all. I did think that was funny when I checked in last night with the President Biden on the Democratic side. At the time I looked, it was, you know, obviously just him on there. But then there was somebody else.
Oh, there was somebody else running against him.
Well, but that's the thing is there wasn't actually a person listed. It was
like other.
It was like other. And 11% said other. Like, so it was.
So like write-ins and stuff like that.
Anybody else. Like,
yeah.
It was just like anybody
Kermit
else. Not even going to, don't even care. Yeah. Don't even care as long as it's somebody else.
Anybody else.
That's a really positive momentum.
Maybe they were writing me in. They didn't know where I was affiliated. They were just because they heard about my stance on daylight savings. And they're like, yes, her.
Current Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson won the governor nomination for the primary yesterday. So he will be moving forward against Josh Stein in November. I do expect that one to be a very heated election. Congressional 10th district here coming back local. Interesting result. Pat Harrigan, who does not live in the district, did beat out Gray Mills, mm-hmm. who clearly does live in the district. Representative John Bradford, who used to represented for District 98 currently, but that term ends this year. He was running for the Congressional 8th District. Mark Harris, I don't know if you recall him, pastor out of Charlotte, mm-hmm. previous drama, et cetera, et cetera. John Bradford did end up losing that race. And so a lot of those, and plenty of other ones locally. One of the big ones, Representative McNeely, John Galena, that was a big, big conversation as well leading up to McNeely did end up winning that race as well last night. And I'm trying to think, Senator Jeff Tart, who we've had on the show, he's been on multiple shows. He did not win the nomination for, I believe it was NC Auditor. Yeah, I think it was NC yeah. Monitor. So quite a few results that some may have been surprising, some people may have not. The election time always gets weird in the community. It's like one of those dinner conversations you don't really want to have.
Yeah,
with
it,
but
it gets
you
a little uncomfortable. Man, yeah. We get to be uncomfortable.
And I'm in the business of making people uncomfortable. Yeah. You know, it's really what I'm good at.
Hey, we're going to have some great conversations between now and November.
And we just got cut off by the heartbreak. So have a great day, everybody. Love y'all.
Bye, y'all.